Welcome into a special edition of the Yards After College podcast powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your host, Kyle Ireland, and on this podcast, we talk about all of our locals in the NFL. And one of the newest locals in the NFL is a former Utah running back, former great with the Utes, also former NFL running back, also most recently a former Weber State running back coach. He's the one and only Quinton Ganther. Quinton, welcome to the Yards After College podcast. How is your how's your last couple of days been? You've been pretty busy, huh?
Oh man, it's been hectic. It's been busy, busy, busy. It's just giving me a taste of what life is now about to be. But I am embracing it, and I am trying to capitalize on it the best way I can.
So let's start off there. So you were just with Weber State a week ago, and
Weber State Tuesday.
So a couple of days ago, even, and you know, in that amount of time, you've now been hired into the fold with Urban Meyer. You're now on his staff with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Can you tell us a little bit about what your position is with the Jaguars and you know, what you've kind of been doing for the last couple of days?
Oh well, my position is I'm offensive assistant. So with my position, it comes and it entails a lot of detail. I have to know the offense inside and out at all positions. And I also have to know the opponent's defense inside and out, because I am going to be the one presenting it to the staff every week.
So let's start a little bit earlier in this process, because you've obviously had a relationship with Urban Meyer. And I guess, yes, you know, we should go back to your days with the University of Utah and maybe ask you, hey, is 04 better than 08? Do you agree with that? Course, I mean, what's your favorite team there up on the hill? Man,
you know, 04 all day. That's not even okay. A question.
I just had to ask. I mean, I figure if we're gonna go back to your Utah days, we got to start off with that big question. So you have this relationship with Urban Meyer that's been going on for almost two decades now. How did that relationship with Urban begin? Because, you know, you're a kid from California, you end up playing college ball in Utah. You know, how did that relationship form where you said, hey, I want to come play for you, Urban?
Well, it was interesting, because I was a kid coming out of, I was in junior college, but I was a Bay Area kid where, you know, my whole deal is all I ever wanted to do was play college football and play on TV. That was the only dream I had. You know, I didn't know anything different. So when I went to junior college, I led the state of California in rushing at my junior college, and I had a lot of scholarship offers. I had Pac-10. Back then it was Pac-10. I had Pac-10 offers. I had SEC offers. I had Big 12 offers. I had offers from everywhere. And I had no idea what it is. Now, these days, kids chase titles. You know, they chase titles. Oh, I want to go to, you know, this is the SEC, I can't turn it down. Or, oh, I want to go to the Pac-12, I can't turn it down. Me, I had no idea that Utah was a Mountain West school. I just knew it was a Division I school. So I didn't pick a school off of the name of the school or the conference that the school was in. I picked the school solely because of the way that Urban welcomed me, you know, the way that his wife welcomed me, the way that the people in Utah welcomed me, you know. So that's why I picked my school, because I felt like it was right. But if I knew what I know now, I probably wouldn't have picked Utah, you know, because of, you know, how things are now. Like, hey, sure, you got an SEC offer. You take this. You don't go to Utah. You know, you got a Texas A&M offer. You don't take this. You don't go to Utah. You take Texas A&M. So I'm just glad that me being naive is what really put me in this position to be successful.
So we talked about, you know, Urban on the site. We had a story up when he took the job with the Jaguars, two, 3 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, him setting up his staff, I'm sure that process is still going on. And, you know, it's been pretty chaotic for him. But what did the process begin like with you and Urban? Because you've had this decades-old relationship. How did this process of him, you know, reaching out to you, you reaching out to him about this Jaguars job, how did that all begin?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, the last 2 years, me and Urban have talked a lot. You know, we've communicated a lot. He's a guy that I have so much respect for. that anything he says to me, you know, I feel like it's golden, you know. And, you know, after the last couple of years of us really, really talking, and, you know, and he wasn't even coaching. He wasn't coaching at all. So I wasn't looking for a job. I wasn't looking for a favor. I was just looking, you know, to let him know that I appreciate him. And you know, he'll hit me up sometime, you know, and we talk about former players. We'll talk about days at Utah. And, you know, he was like, dang, you keep in contact with everyone. You know, I had contacts with all the former guys, and, you know, we just kept it going. And, you know, and he said, hey, if I ever come out of retirement one day, let's talk. You know, and that's pretty much how I was. And he came out of retirement and we talked.
So did you reach out to him or did he reach out to you? Who made that first move?
It was, like I said, it was a little bit of both, because we had been talking even before it was, you know, a thing. It was before it was an option. We had already been talking, you know, and this wasn't even about football, you know. But again, a year plus ago, he told me if he ever came back, we need to talk. And he came back and we talked.
We're joined by former Utah running back, former NFL running back, and Weber State running back coach, now an offensive coach with the Jacksonville Jaguars, Quinton Ganther. So, Quinton, what has been the first, you know, 3 days now in Jacksonville been like? How is it being back with Urban, working with him again? Is he the same guy that he was when you were with him at Utah, when you're playing for him? Is he the same coach or is he different now?
He's the same guy. He's very intense. He's very detail oriented and he wants things done the right way. I mean, there's no other way to put it. There are not many guys like him. You know, he demands perfection. I mean, and I just love his honesty and his bluntness. You know, he told me straight up, he said, Q, if you mess up, I'm gonna fire you. I love you to death, but I'm gonna fire you. And I can respect that more than anything because I'm blunt and like that. You know, I tell the kids what it is, how it is. I don't lie to them. I don't sugarcoat it. I let them know what the reality is. And that's just the type of guy he is. And I just respect that so much about him because genuinely, I know he loves me. You know, I know he loves me, but this is business. So we're not going to let love get in the middle of business. And that's how it works.
So I saw a picture. You have your locker there in Jacksonville. You've got a nice nameplate above your locker, and you got some serious swag. I mean, they hooked you up, Quinton. They gave you some nice swag.
Yeah, this is the NFL, man. They don't cut corners. They don't cut corners. This is how they treat you.
I bet. What have you been doing? Like, give me a breakdown of what your first 3 days have been like. What are some of the tasks that you've kind of been working on? How have you been getting familiar with the organization?
Well, I have to teach myself football all over again. Everything that I've learned the last 10 years is out the window. I'm learning another foreign language now because everything is different. Like, everything is different from the way that they call fronts, from the way that they call formations, from the way that they call personnel groupings, everything. So I'm coming in like a kindergartner right now, and I'm learning and learning and learning.
How much of that is Urban and bringing, you know, his style into the NFL from his stops at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, Ohio State? Yeah. Or is it just the NFL so different from when you played in it a decade ago?
It has nothing to do with that. It's the system that we're in, and the system that we're in does not have anything that says Urban Meyer on it. Nothing. It's not. It's nothing even remotely close. It's a whole different entity.
Interesting. So can you take me back to a couple of days ago? I know that, you know, you've been at Weber State for 6-7 years now. What was that like, you know, talking to Jay Hill, talking to your players? I mean, I'm sure you had, you know, a difficult time with that because, you know, you had been there for so long. You had, you know, kind of built a life there at Weber. What was that like, you know, kind of saying goodbye to the Wildcats?
Man, it was very, very hard. It was hard for me. I mean, I cried for 2 days. I mean, just the way that I love these kids, the way these kids love me, the relationships we have. I'm not your typical coach. I'll just tell you that I'm not your typical coach. These kids will love me and I will love them forever. I'll be in their lives forever, whether they're playing football or not playing football. You know, I signed on to be a part of their lives, you know, and that's what I did, you know, and that's why I wanted to thank their parents for allowing me to, you know, take control of their kids. You know, their kids are leaving home and they're entrusting their kids in me. And I thank them for that. You know, I've had, you don't even understand how many calls. I mean, I've had at least 500 calls and messages within the last couple of days, you know, parents, kids, former players, you know, people back home. It's just, it's been a lot of love, you know, and people showing me, you know, gratitude for the way that I carry myself and handle myself with them and what I've done for them. So it was hard, man. It was really, really hard to look those kids in the face. But I also let them know, man, this was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up.
No, definitely. I mean, making that jump to the NFL, like you've said, you know, it's been, you know, a complete 180 from what you've experienced even in the past. So yeah. What are some of the steps that, you know, obviously the Jacksonville Jaguars have the number one overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft. I'm not going to ask you who they're going to pick. I mean, I know a lot of BYU fans are going to turn in and they're going to want you to say Zach Wilson, but I'm not going to ask you for that. But I want to know, what are the steps going to be like for you and this staff, Quinton, between now and April's draft? What are kind of the things that you need to prepare for? There's not going to be a traditional combine like there has been in seasons past because of the pandemic and whatnot. How are things going to be a little bit different for you, even though this is your first time around?
Well, you know, this is a different level of football and this different level of business, because that's the scouting department's job. I mean, Coach Meyer will have his hands on that too, but a lot of the times we don't get involved with that stuff. You know, we coach them. You know, they pick them, we coach them. You know, that's kind of how it goes, but I'm pretty sure that's going to change here with Urban Meyer at the helm. You know, he's going to want to handpick his guys. He's going to want to know who's in the building. He's going to want access to those players because that's who he is. He's hands-on, intense, and he wants to know that if they don't have the right attitude to help this program change around, he wouldn't want them. He don't want them.
Well, I know that you've been busy, Quinton. I appreciate your time. I know that you've got, you know, a busy weekend ahead of you as well. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you a little bit about the Super Bowl. You've got Tom Brady going for that 7th ring. You've got Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs trying to repeat as Super Bowl champions. You know, what do you think of this matchup? Who do you think is going to come out on top on Sunday?
Hey, go Jags. That's all that matters to me right now. Go Jags.
I like it. He's the one and only Quinton Ganther, former Utah running back, NFL running back, former Weber State running back coach. The one and only Quinton Ganther now with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Thanks for your time today, Quinton. Appreciate it. And best of luck in Jacksonville.
Have a good one.